Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Right, we're here with you tonight on American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, and you're listening to Uncle Bing Fisher, and we're going to talk a little bit about the impeachment. I just find it tremendously uplifting. This last week, I mean, a lot of people were like downhearted. I mean, you know, oh, is he going to get impeached? No. I'm like, no. How? How? You'd have to peel off 17 Republicans in the Senate to get him impeached. The House can do whatever they want to, and they're going to continue to do whatever they want to. Now they're talking about with Mitch McConnell, and now I see there's a petition to get him removed from office, and I'm just digging that. I'm digging it. Him and the California governor can go pound sand somewhere for all I care. The number here... Actually, and I'm going to do a news bulletin here or a weather bulletin in a few minutes. I'm trying to get my paperwork together. I'm having to scramble around a little bit today because here in Tennessee in the Highland Rim, we're expecting, I don't know, a quarter inch ice tonight and maybe 2 inches of snow. So it's not going to be a pretty day tomorrow for me. But anyways, the number here is 646-478-5284 if you wish to opine. I'm going to, and I literally, it took me, like my laptop is just running slower than crap right now. So it literally just took me, I don't know, 2 to 3 minutes before I went on air today to actually get this show going. Because I don't know, I just kept having to deal with stuff and it just was ticking me off. But... anyways, Audacity, everything was messing with me. But let's see. You know, let's play the news in.
Breaking news tonight. Severe thunderstorms. Severe weather.
Severe weather in Tennessee. Up to a quarter inch of ice, 2 inches of snow. That's all. I was watching the House impeachment trial today, or the vote, actually. The sham. I should call it a sham because that's what it is. It's just nothing but a sham. They knew they didn't have the votes, and they knew that they could not get this through. They knew it was unconstitutional, and yet they persuaded, they persuaded. And what did they get? They emboldened Donald Trump for 2024 and for whatever else he's got going, got cooking in the midst. They emboldened him. Seriously, they emboldened him. The second impeachment of this man, without even a fair trial, without a due course, they just put it up there. They just put it up there. For anybody, including the media, who is totally complacent in this, to do whatever they want to. Report on it, don't report on it, whatever. But they all reported on it in some aspect because it was interesting to them. Because, see, without Trump, they have no... What's Biden? Sock puppet? Who are they going to go to? His press secretary that just says, well, let's circle around. Idiots. And Mitch McConnell is probably the biggest traitor that I know of on the Republican side. This guy Trump fought for to get reelected. I don't know why. Don't ask me. I have no freaking clue. He should have let him flounder out there in the dust. But they let him get reelected. They helped him get reelected. And what's he do? He turns around and backstabs him. And he says, well, there's still time for, civil court justice. That kind of stuff. That's what Mitch McConnell is. And now I see that there's a recall petition for him, just like there is for Newsom up there in the north. And it should be. We need to start recalling these people that stupid people put in office. Because Mitch McConnell should not have had another 4 years. And Trump should have known that. But he's powerful. He's an elitist. He always has been. He doesn't care about you, me, the working people of this country. He doesn't care about this country. Otherwise, he wouldn't say some of the stuff he was saying today and yesterday. But what I find interesting, after Trump got acquitted, is this little interaction with Michael Van Der Veen, Trump's lawyer, and Lana Cott. And this is, I know I mispronounced her last name, but it sounds funny. But this is what it started out to be, and I just was laughing my ass off.
Joining me now is former President Trump's attorney, Michael Van Der Veen. Thank you, sir, for joining us. Let's get right into those words that we heard from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He ended the trial with his passionate speech about President Trump's involvement in the...
Passionate speech with President Trump's involvement when he voted to acquit. Do you understand this, people? This is how the media works. This is them. This is them in action. This is how they work. They twist things. And this lawyer, you don't ever put up a two-bit reporter, if that. Not even a reporter. She's just an instigator. You don't put a reporter against a lawyer without thinking there's going to be some backlash. And watch what happens. The first couple questions are like, and she's groping. She's groping for anything she can get. Anything. And then all hell breaks loose.
Joining me now is former President Trump's attorney, Michael Van Der Veen. Thank you, sir, for joining us. Let's get right into those words that we heard from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He ended the trial with his passionate speech about President Trump's involvement in the insurrection. During it, he said that the former president is still liable for everything he did during his period in office. Are you expecting to face more charges against Mr. Trump in the near future, and do you anticipate being part of that defense?
No, that's just political rhetoric. And I was hopeful that something would come out of this, that the political rhetoric would stop out of Washington, D.C., but I guess apparently it hasn't.
Listen to the crickets. She doesn't even know what to ask him next. She is so unprepared. She doesn't even know what to ask him next.
Joining me now is former President Trump's attorney, Michael Vanderveen. Thank you, sir, for joining us. Let's get right into those words that we heard from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He ended the trial with this passionate speech about President Trump's involvement in the insurrection. During it, he said that the former president is still liable for everything he did during his period in office. Are you expecting to face more charges against Mr. Trump in the near future, and do you anticipate being part of that defense?
No, that's just political rhetoric. And I was hopeful that something would come out of this, that the political rhetoric would stop out of Washington, D.C., but I guess apparently it hasn't.
Were you though surprised to hear those words coming from the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate?
I'm not surprised to hear politicians say anything at all. No.
Well, throughout the trial, you denied that Mr. Trump had a role in inciting the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. You argued, first of all, that there was no insurrection. But during your closing arguments, you seemingly admitted that there was, in fact, an insurrection, using that word, saying that was not
her
a debate.
Putting words in his
what
mouth.
What role did the former president play?
Now he's getting pissed.
The case. I used the word
I'll give you the opportunity to clarify, sir.
Sure. I used the word insurrection in my closing argument when quoting the charging documents. What happened at the Capitol on January 6th is absolutely horrific. But what happened at the Capitol during this trial was not too far away from that. The prosecutors in this case doctored evidence. They did not investigate this case. And when they had to come to the court of the Senate to put their case on, because they hadn't done any investigation, they doctored evidence. It was absolutely shocking, I think, when we discovered it and we were able to expose it and put it out. I think it turned a lot of senators. The American people should not be putting up with this. They need to look at who these House managers were, and look to see whether these are the folks they want representing them.
It gets better, folks. It gets better.
Wouldn't have believed it.
Deer in the headlights look unhurt.
Let's follow up with a point that you're making right now about the House managers, as you say, doctoring evidence. And the argument
They didn't deny it.
To be clear for our viewers, what you're talking about now is a check mark. That's a verification on Twitter that did not exist on that particular tweet. A 2020 that should have actually read 2021. And the selective editing, you say, of the tapes. Is that the doctored evidence of what you're speaking? That's not enough for you?
I'm not a juror in this trial.
What I'm trying to be clear for our viewers is what you're referring to, because not everybody has been following.
It's not okay.
Not everybody, sir, respectfully.
Listen to
me. I want to be clear for our viewers.
Listen, what has to happen is
about what exactly you're saying when you say doctored evidence.
The media has to start telling the right story in this country. The media is trying to divide this country. You are bloodthirsty for ratings. And as such, you're asking questions now that are already set up with a fact pattern. I can't believe you would ask me a question indicating that it's all right just to doctor a little bit of evidence. There's more stuff that we uncovered that they doctored, to be frank with you. And perhaps that will come out one day. But we won this case. And I'm not a sore loser, but what happened, or a sore winner, I should say, but what should happen is somebody should look at the conduct of these House managers. It's unconscionable, aside from all of the due process violations that my client had. And the media should be looking at a square, straight way. the straight way. When I watch the news, I watch one station and it's raining. I watch another station at the same time and it's sunny. Your coverage is so slanted. It's got to stop. You guys have to stop and start reporting more like PBS does rather than a TV news show that doesn't have any journalistic integrity at all. What I'm telling you is that they doctored evidence.
Body slam.
And I believe your question says, well, it's only a Twitter check and changing a year of a date here. They switched the date of a Twitter a year to try to connect it to this case. That's not a small thing, ma'am. The other thing they did is they put a check mark on something to make it look like it was a validated account when it wasn't. And when they were caught, they didn't say anything about it. They didn't even try to come up with an excuse about it. And that's not the way our prosecutors or our government officials should be conducting themselves. And the media shouldn't be letting them get away with it either. I'm tired of the biased media on both sides, left and right. What this country wants, what this country needs, is this country to come together, to take the left and the right and find a middle ground and start responsibly being our public officials, our elected officials. And one of the reasons why they do it is because of the media, because the media wants to tell their narrative rather than just telling it like it is. And frankly, I'm tired of it. I'm not a media. I'm not in front of your cameras all the time. I've been subjected to this last week.
I understand. I understand.
Now she wants to cut him off.
Yeah.
Okay. I've given you the opportunity. I will remind you that what I said was that for our viewers who have not been following all of the hours of this trial, to be clear about what you are speaking about. And I understand
I'm speaking about the House manager's failure to prove their case. That's what I'm telling
you.
They weren't able to prove the
acquittal.
True.
You have won the acquittal of your client.
Yes,
and if you'd like to continue to talk about this conversation, we can have that discussion. But for me to ask a question,
a slanted question that was set up to say it's okay for them to cheat. That was your question. Isn't it okay for them to cheat?
I didn't say that.
Just a little bit. You said, to be fair, it was only a check on the Twitter. That's what you said. You got to live by your words. That's the problem. The media has to start living by the truth and not try to create a narrative.
Michael Van Der Veen.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us. I do appreciate.
Yep.
Okay. I see you taking off your microphone now.
Yeah, he slammed it on the ground.
I don't
know how much that microphone costs. Shut up, Lana Zach from CBS. You troll. All you wanted to do was get some kind of gotcha moment, out of a lawyer. You don't even come close to his intellect. You don't even come close to what he knows and what he doesn't know. You don't even come close to being a reporter because you're not a reporter. You're a media shill. You're a shill for the Democratic Party. You're a shill for the leftist. You're nothing but. You're nothing but a mediocre shill. If that, because you could not even come back and counteract them with anything, not anything. Could have brought up all sorts of stuff, never did. Because you know what? Y'all lost. Sorry, we all knew you was going to lose. We all knew you were going to lose. But you kept at it anyways. You perpetuated this. And all it's going to do is embolden Trump for 2024 or 2022 or whatever else he wants to do in the future. All you're doing here is emboldening him. And in the meantime, what are you doing? You're not serving the taxpayers of this country. How much did this scam cost the United States taxpayer? How much did this scam trial, this witch hunt, cost the U.S. taxpayer? What else did not get done while you were too focused on your hatred for one single person because of that person's ability to mobilize people and for that person's ability to get things done when you can't, when you've got a candidate now in office, supposedly, not my president, that's been in Congress and in politics for 47 years and never got nothing done. Nothing. And yet all of a sudden, we want to blame Trump for inciting a riot that he never caused. We don't want to cover Antifa. We don't want to cover Black Lives Matter, the terrorist organizations that are running this country, running your political party. We don't want to cover that. No, we're going to go after Donald Trump, who's probably on a golf course in Mar-a-Lago somewhere. No, we want to cover him because he's more interesting than these other idiots. And then you try to go up against a lawyer and try to catch him in a gotcha moment? Are you that freaking stupid? Seriously. These people are unglued. They are unhinged, and they will not give up. Do you see where, like I said, you know, she's trying to allude that Mitch McConnell, are you going to have more court cases? I would have said, shut up. That's not a question for you to ask me, because it hasn't happened yet. That's like me saying, well, okay, it's going to be icy and snowy tomorrow, but I don't know until I wake up in the morning. See, when you say a lie loud enough and long enough, other people start to believe you. And me and my wife were talking about this today. You know, there's people out there that we know that are Democrats or whatever, and they've never even seen any of this. They've never. They never heard it. They never seen it. And that's why I keep bringing it up. That's why I keep bringing it up. And you can find this video on bitemeinthebasement.com. That's bitemeinthebasement, all one word, .com. You can find this video among other ones. I just put this up today because I just thought it was just so interesting. And he smacked Lana Zach down. That's a smackdown. That's what you call a smackdown in wrestling, and that's what you call a smackdown in politics. And that's what you call a smackdown when you try to argue with an astute lawyer and you're a two-bit reporter. Not even a reporter. You're just a two-bit gag. That's all you are. But what the liberals, wait a minute, where is it? What the liberals didn't expect this week was the tables to be turned around on them.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick them.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck? The
biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station. You get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. Where is the hatred, huh? Where is the hatred in Trump saying, look, you know, you all need to practice your First Amendment right, go up to the Capitol and march and, you know, peacefully march, make your voices heard, and yet you hear this crap from the left that you don't hear on the mainstream media? Who's hateful here? Who are the hated? Who are the hateful people? It's the people on the left. They hate themselves. They hate everybody around them. They hate everything. They hate this country. They hate capitalism. And I always said in the past, capitalism and America are tied at the hip. When one goes, the other goes. But these people hate. They are filled with hate. And not just hate, but lying, cheating, thieving, whatever they can get to make their ends meet. And their end, in this case, is to make sure Donald Trump does not run for office again. That's always been their goal. After the election, they had to switch it a little bit. We need to get the ground game going. We need to, impeach them. What a novel idea. It ain't going to get far in the House because the House has the powers of impeachment. The Senate just votes on it. I found it interesting that Rand Paul voted to acquit Trump. And as soon as he voted, he got up and left because he's probably thinking, I got other things to do. I got better things to do with my life than to sit here and watch this sham play out. But to hear that lawyer, Michael Vandervliet, just totally wreck that reporter. I mean, it brings tears to my eyes. It really does. It's like they finally are getting a dose of their own medicine. And you can tell this lawyer was mad. And if you watch the video on bitemeinthebasement.com, or you can find it on the internet if you don't want to go there, you can see she's looking at him like, ooh, you just got me. Like deer in the headlights, if you ever seen that. They don't know what to do. They're shocked. Ooh. She even says, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He owned her. In the gaming business, we call it pawned. He pawned her butt. Big time. And that's what she gets for working for CBS. But yeah, I thought that was the highlight of my day when I stumbled across that video. But Liz Wheeler, what do you got to say?
7 in 10 millennials do not know this, so listen up. According to a new YouGov poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they would vote for a socialist. 1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, and half of millennials have an unfavorable view of capitalism. So tonight, I will show you what 7 in 10 millennials obviously do not know. The 5 reasons socialism will destroy your life. Number 1, 100 million people were killed in the 20th century by socialist and communist regimes. 100 million people. If you think socialism or communism in America would result in anything other than oppression or death, you are sorely mistaken. Number 2, in the socialist Soviet Union, people stood in line for hours for a loaf of bread and were forced to eat their own shoes rather than starve to death. In Venezuela today, people are trekking hours to the borders just for a single meager meal a day. And people are burning their money because money doesn't even buy them food to keep them alive, thanks to socialism. Number three, in communist Cuba, you have to bring your own blanket and your own light bulb to the hospital. The surgical instruments are rusty. Medication and healthcare treatments are rationed by the government. In Venezuela, antibiotics are so scarce that a little girl in the hospital survived only because the boy in the hospital room next to hers died and his mother gave her his antibiotics. Meanwhile, in these countries, the rich elites fly to other countries to qualify for health care, for quality health care, while their own people are dying. Number four, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and certainly in the Soviet Union, if you criticize the government, you can be shot. There are 15,000 political dissidents imprisoned in Venezuela for daring to disagree with the dictator. In Cuba, political prisoners and journalists have been shot in the back of the head. In the Soviet Union, dissidents just disappeared, and the gulags were full of innocent people. Reason number five, socialism and communism have worked. No matter how many times they've been tried, it has failed in the Soviet Union, East Germany, China, Venezuela, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Ethiopia, Poland, and Romania, and it would fail here too. But not before our liberty is squashed and millions of people will be forced into poverty, starved, oppressed, and killed. Apparently, 7 in 10 millennials do not know this. Millennials in this poll also said they think President Donald Trump is the, quote, biggest threat to world peace, even more so than Putin, Xi Jinping, or Kim Jong-un. In fact, 10% of millennials in this poll said Trump is, quote, responsible for more deaths and human rights abuses than Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. So for goodness sake, turn off the Young Turks or whatever garbage YouTubers you watch and read a history book and reject communism and socialism before you destroy our country and your own life. Thank you. We would all appreciate it.
Yes, we would appreciate it, Liz. Thank you. And you're listening to American by Design on Conservative Nation Media Radio, Conservative Nation Media, actually. And the number here is 646-478-5284. You would think I would have that memorized by now, but I normally put it up on a little blackboard thing I got up here, but I don't know. I've just been busy on other things. Anyways, I've been working on some different things. And just to give you a little clue as far as what I'm doing, I'm going to probably downsize, sell this place, maybe change jobs. I'm not too totally sure. But it's just a personal thing. I'm getting a little bit older out there. And, you know, we're looking at doing different things. And that's what I want to do. I want to have some time before I die. I want to have some fun, you know what I mean? And that's why I'm thinking of selling and buying a place, paying it off, and just kicking back and enjoying life, you know, and not having to do this all the time. Because that's what I spend a lot of time on, is just covering politics and, you know, just listening to it and the BS and people saying, well, why didn't Trump have better lawyers? I thought his lawyer was excellent. He didn't need better lawyers because there was no case against him. That's what everybody did not understand. I was trying to drill it through them. I was trying to say, look, there's no case. You're not going to get the Senate to convict Donald Trump. Not by the majority. You're not going to do it. So why worry? Don't even worry about it. This is a sham. People, all this did was embolden Donald Trump. That's all it did. And the Democrats, the stupid Democrats, can't get that through their thick heads. They just keep wanting to attack because there's nobody else to attack. You see? There's nobody else to attack. But I thought Michael Vanderveen did a damn good job tearing that reporter's butt. I really thought he did a good job. And I love it when a lawyer goes, wait. Hold on. I love it because that means that they just sneered you. They just sneered you and they're coming for the kill. I'm not a lawyer. I don't practice to be one. But listening to Liz Wheeler talking about socialism, how it doesn't work, how communism doesn't work, I've been to communism or communist countries. I've been to East Germany. I've been to other countries. But it doesn't work. When they're more afraid of what when you leave than when you get in. When you get in, they're all lovey-dovey. Lovey-dovey, yeah. Let's spend some money. Here, you have to spend X amount of cash on the Deutschmarks. You have to spend X amount of cash on this. But when you go to leave, oh, they're checking you. They're body cavity searching you, everything. Because they don't want you to bring out anything, any information about their country. They're more afraid of the information you're going to bring out to the rest of the world than they are of what you bring in. And that's just a fact. And these people, like Mitt Romney and some of the others that voted for the impeachment, they ought to be blackballed. They ought to be tarred and feathered, really. But they ought to be tarred and feathered in the realm of voting, in the realm of politics. They don't understand. Mitch McConnell could not, what's he, mess with dolls and crap? What the hell is up with that? Dude's got a doll collection? Seriously. And he's the minority leader? Seriously. This dude has got some issues. But he's been in power for so long. The same thing with Joe Biden. They just, corruptness breeds corruptness. And it keeps going and going. They don't care. As long as they line their pockets, that's all they care about. What lobbyists, what group they want to placate. That's all they care about. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about the workers of this country. Because if they did, they wouldn't even be proposing a $15 minimum wage increase when it's $7 and change. Because that's going to put other businesses out of work and they won't be able to hire people. Do they not get capitalism? Do they not understand it? They are so out of touch with reality. With what you and me have to go through every single freaking day. They want to let illegals in. You know, conservatism, easy. It's easy to promote. Less government. Less taxation. Less intrusion into your lives. More freedom. Freedom of speech. Freedom to assemble. In your church that they've shut down pretty much. Freedom to carry a weapon to protect yourself, not from really a criminal, but from the government that's out there that's supposed to protect you. We still have 10,000 National Guard on duty at the Capitol to protect who from what and for what reason. Think about that. Why do we have 10,000 National Guardsmen and women in the Capitol? Are they that afraid? You got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I was so afraid of my life. I was at the end of my rope. I thought I was going to be shot. I mean, listening to these people, you would think they were in a war frickin' zone. When they're in the Capitol. You got three people that died from what, heart attacks? Or two people died from a heart attack and one person got trampled. You've got one person that got shot. I don't even know where her body is. Anybody ever looked that up? I haven't. But 10,000 guardsmen and women in the Capitol, and they're still there to protect the country from what? From what? Are they that afraid of you and me? Is that what it is? Or are they afraid of themselves? Maybe they're afraid of themselves. They're afraid of each other. They've got paranoia going on. Maybe that's why they need all them troops out there. I don't know. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, on Conservative Nation Media, and we'll be right back.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER or the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with they icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Washington, D.C. That's where all the geniuses live because they're so freaking bright. Welcome back to American by Design with your host, Uncle Bing Fisher. And the number here is 646-478-5284. And we're being hosted on conservativenationmedia.com. And I was looking at Antonio Branco. I've had him on the show, I don't know, three times, I think. A cartoonist. I forget exactly where he works for right now, but anyways, he's just a political satirist cartoonist, and he's got a cartoon out today with describing, and it, you have to look at it. It's over on bitemeinthebasement.com. You have to look at it under Antonio Branco. It basically is equating Governor Cuomo to the Doctor of Death. And I think that's a very apropos statement to make, because Cuomo sent thousands of elderly people to their deaths. To their deaths. Now, that's not inciting a riot. But these people were sent to their deaths because he signed an order ordering nursing homes to accept COVID-19 patients. How many people did he kill? Thousands. Estimated up to almost 6,000 people. But he wants to blame everybody else except himself. Everybody else except himself. It's genocide is what he created here. On his own constituents, people, his own people, he sent pretty much, if you want to equate it and you want to act like a liberal, he was acting like Hitler, ordering old people to go to nursing homes that had COVID so they can infect other people that died when their family could not see them because of the restrictions he put in place, when their family could not even bury them, could not attend the funeral because of the restrictions he put in place. The man needs to be in jail. At the very least, his constituents need to get him out of office. And if that includes a recall petition, I wish I lived in New York because I would recall him in a second. In a New York second. But he blames everybody else. He even tried blaming Trump for this. Look at all the other cities around this country, all the other states around this country, the ones that are shithole states. They're all run by Democrats. You got Florida with Ron DeSantis down there, I mean, doing a fantastic job with COVID and opening up their state. Other governors, Republicans, doing fantastic jobs, Kristi Noem, so on. And Cuomo is sending people to death. And now it's being exposed. But the only reason it's being exposed is because we keep talking about it. Me and Robert and other people on this network and other people on other networks keep talking about it. That's the only reason it's exposed, people. Otherwise, you would never hear it. You would not hear this on mainstream media. You will not hear that conversation that Michael Vanderveen had with that stupid reporter from CBS. You will not see that anymore, anywhere, unless you go grab it, download it, save it, whatever you have to do, share it. Liking something is one thing. Sharing it is totally different. It opens up worlds to people. That's social media. But Andrew Cuomo, but anyways, I wanted to thank Antonio Branco, and I'm going to try to get him back on the show again because he was a pretty good guest last time, or last few times I had him. But yeah, it's COVID nursing home policy. It's got the Grim Reaper. It says New York Governor Cuomo on it, and there's a hand coming out from the left-hand side of the screen. It says, "Your outstanding leadership, the left. You get an Emmy. You get an Emmy for you sending people to their deaths. You get an Emmy." That's how far off course this country is. That's how far off course this divided country that's supposed to unify around Joe Biden. You don't even hear anything from this guy. I don't hear anything from Kamala. It's like they're just dead. They're dead in the water. You don't hear nothing from them. But there's 10,000 troops in the Capitol to protect them from you, I guess, or to protect them from each other. It's going to be a long 2 years. It's to the next election, people. In the meantime, we have to focus on reality. We have to focus on grassroots. We have to focus back where we were. We have to go back pretty much where we were in the Tea Party movement when I was in it. I still am. We have to go back then. We have to go local. We have to get grassroots. We have to start demonstrating. We have to get out there, get mobilized, and start picking candidates. Look, they don't have to have a R next to their name. If they're conservative and they stand for the principles that conservatives stand for, like I said, less government, less taxation, get rid of illegal immigration, end it, enforce our borders, get strong with countries, America first, China first, America first. Taking care of people that need care, but not putting them on welfare when they don't need it. Because all you're doing, if you love somebody, do you want them to be on welfare? Let me ask you a question. If you really truly love somebody and you care for somebody like these liberals do, would you want them to be perpetually involved in welfare? Perpetually involved with reliance on the government? Or would you want them, or would you want to wean them off that so they could be self-sustainable and be their own person? No, but that's what the left wants. That's what the Democrats want. They've always wanted that because that's how they control people. And I see it around here all the time. They know exactly how long, how much money they can make a year, and then they'll quit their job so they can get a big tax break and buy a boat. They know exactly how to game the system. And it's because the Democrats have told them so. They've taught them. If you really cared for somebody, like a family member or whatever, even just somebody next door, you wouldn't make them reliant on the government to sustain their lives. You'd go over and kick them in the britches, whatever, and say, look, get up. Let's go do something. Let's come up with an idea. Let's do something that you can do to get yourself off the government dole. But no, they don't want that. They want them reliant. They want illegals. They want to end capitalism because they fear it. They don't understand it, actually. But they want it gone. They want to open up the borders, just let more people in because that they think that's more voters for them. They don't understand the ramifications of what they do. They don't understand what happens. They don't understand what happens when they create these stupid laws. They don't understand that when they got rid of 10,000 jobs on the Keystone XL pipeline, they also destroyed probably twice that many jobs because families now have to relocate. And the people that were serving them dinners and restaurants and lunches and all the other extraneous things that go on with that kind of a job, they don't understand how many other lives they ruined just by one stroke of the pen. One stroke of the pen. They probably destroyed 40, 50,000 lives. Thank you, Democrats. This is how you run a government. I don't think Joe Biden can even open his own door. His butler locked him out. Well, it was Trump's butler. I kind of like that. But he couldn't even open his own door, much less run a country. And yet here he's in charge. And here we are. And that's why it's important and vital that we stay connected, that we stay informed, and that we reach out and we get with other people like-minded. We don't want to reach across the aisle, like John McCain would say, when you reach across the aisle. We just need to reach across the aisle. No, when you reach across the aisle, you come back and your hand's half bitten off, your watch is missing, your ring is missing, and your wallet probably would be gone too. We don't need to reach across the aisle with the Democrats. All we need to do is promote conservatism and teach your children conservatism, because they're going to be the people that are going to follow us. And they're going to need to understand what it is. And capitalism, they both go hand in hand. Promote both because they both matter. They both are dire. And it signifies the struggle for this country. Folks, like I said, it's going to be a tough 2 years. Just get through it. Make jokes when you can, whatever. Check out BiteMeInTheBasement.com, Conservative Nation Media. Check out other conservative websites. Hopefully Parler gets back up online. I don't know. But keep spreading the word. Keep promoting shows like this. If you like it. If you don't like it, I don't care. You don't have to promote me. You don't have to share anything. But support conservatism. Support capitalism. Because in the end, that's what's going to save our country. It's not going to be socialism. It's not going to be liberalism. It's not going to be communism. Going to save this country. On that note, look, y'all take care. Love y'all. Be good. Check out Brian Futch, sings our outro and our intro, part of our intro. And check him out, brianfutch.com. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, on Conservative Nation Media. Good night. Y'all take care. God bless. And don't slip on the ice.
like loving your neighbor and trusting in God. I am American.
Thank you, Brian Futch. You can catch Brian Futch over at brianfutch.com. Get his download, his music. Check him out. He's great. And you're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. And we're on Conservative Nation Media. And check out Robert Garding's show, New Wise Conservatism Show, and for radio. And be good to each other. God bless. Good night.